You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess. It's got to be Sunday night, and it's got to be time for, what is it, Perspectives. So, you know, tonight we continue the Perspectives Purpose series, and we continue to our fourth show. Last Sunday's show was really awesome. We talked with Yosvani, Dave, and Mike, and they joined our Perspectives team in telling us the true and very recent story of helping one man escape from Cuba, a country where his brother had been killed, his mother died from a broken heart, and his dad left brain dead after a bicycle accident. Yosvani, with the help of Dave and Mike, has begun a new life starting July 2nd of 2013. And Dave and Mike's purpose on Earth is to help humanity and to give chances to people that would otherwise have no chance for that beautiful life. You know, while Dave and Mike acknowledge and act upon their purpose on a daily basis, Yosvani is just embarking on his purpose. And I look forward to catching up with him in a few months to see, you know, what's coming out of it, what's coming from him, what's in his mind, you know, what he's thinking. If you're having a difficult time finding your life's purpose, you know, I'm going to give you two tips tonight for quick assimilation and quick destiny-finding stuff. I mean, this is in the stars. This actually works. You know, return to your youth. You know, so really, go back to your youth mentally and concentrate on the thoughts and the activities and the memories from really the ages 5 to 7. And usually you'll remember things that you really love to do prior to your life and the creation of life limitations in your life. You know, as a child, we didn't have responsibilities. We didn't have to pay the bills. You know, we were free. We had no preconceived notions or ideas on what was right, what was wrong, and what is dumb, or what has no chance of ever working. You know, that wasn't until we became an adult, or at least at an age that we listened to what other people said, or our family, or our friends, and we realized, oh, what I wanted to do my whole life is stupid. Or what I wanted to do my whole life is a hobby. Or what I wanted to do my whole life, could this ever become anything besides just an idea in my head that I think is what I want to do? Instead, is everybody going to look at me like I'm crazy? You know, another really effective technique, and one that is very, well, it's very good because it's my own creation, honestly. And it's kind of cool. When you catch yourself getting upset, and I'm not just talking about what ticks you off universally, but more specifically, when you see someone doing something, whether they are, let's say, weight training a client, they're a personal trainer, whether they're a photographer shooting photography at an event, whether they're a chef at a restaurant, whatever it is, if you don't think they're doing their job, in parentheses, or their purpose very well, and you know you could do it better, then you may have stumbled upon your actual career, your actual purpose, what kind of ignites that fire within you. You know, usually when we have little interest in something, we don't get angry about it. We don't get angry if somebody else is performing their duties like not very well. We don't really care. It has nothing to do with us. But when we do have something, we fancy something, we like something, we know we might be good at that thing, or we just feel it. We feel it inside of ourselves. When we see someone that's not really doing it well, it irks us because we know we could do it better. You know, so tonight's guests are just like you and me. You know, they know their purpose to some degree in life, but they're having trouble attaining it. Or they fully understand their purpose, but they're having roadblocks, they're having hurdle issues, and, you know, misalignments. You know, sometimes we work to make something happen, and in real life, when we're working really hard, we try to overcome these hurdles. And also, these hurdles and these roadblocks in our purpose seem to make us second guess our purpose, what we're doing. It seems that, you know, it makes us second guess, did I make the right choice? But also, it can also make achieving your purpose just that much sweeter. We'll talk about that later on in the hour. But before we get into Perspectives, Purpose, and you, let's go to the recent news. You know, this is the stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. We give you the material that you can re-gift to the masses, your coworkers, your spouse, or whoever you want to, as your very own information. And we do our very best here. You know, share and you will look extremely intelligent, and others will truly wonder where you got your information. Basically, we make you look good and you make us look good by listening to Perspectives. So by all means, you know, keep it up. You know, if you don't keep it up, you know, I mean, you know, we could say it's going to be bad. You know, for all the female listeners, you're going to have, you know, the rest of your life is going to be an equivalent of bad humid hair days, you know, where it just doesn't work. Or for all male listeners, you know, there will be no sports left. No, we're kidding. We're kidding. We just
watch
like...
your tongue there, Ashley. No sports left? Whoa.
Taking them all out. Gone. Gone. It's just going to be Bible study for everybody all day long.
It's like I almost had a heart attack there. Golly.
I saw you like kind of grab your chest.
Whoa. No sports.
You're like, oh.
Perish the thought.
Oh my gosh. I know I'm going to have to do some repenting, I think, right now. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll do that after this hour.
Okay.
You know, in recent headlines, you know, I was reading today at breakfast, I was reading about the Vatican, right?
Okay.
And it was funny, actually. Somebody that's on our show was actually just showing me a picture of the Vatican just now when they were like 3 years old. But, you know, did you know that the Vatican museums encompass more than 11,000 rooms?
What? 11,000 rooms?
11,000 rooms.
Holy moly.
I mean, there's something to be said. That's a lot. This is a lot different than go upstairs and take a second left and that's the bathroom. And I mean, there's a lot more map involvement, you know, a lot more GPS involvement. I know, right? 11,000.
Yeah.
You know, and these Vatican rooms aren't just thrown together by like extreme home makeover. I mean, It's not like Extreme Home Makeover goes in there and they, we'll add some of this, you know, wallpaper here that we got for $5 down the street. No, it's the Vatican. And so it's got like, it's incredible. It's all these 11,000 rooms are linked by long corridors and an occasional window where you can glance outside and rest your eyes from the ancient statues, the frescued walls, and the gilded ceilings. In this article I was reading, the guy was actually saying that they moved so quickly from room to room that they went through all these rooms. And I was like, you know, wait a Perspectives minute. I mean, there's no way, unless he took a sabbatical from the newspaper, okay, and stayed in the Vatican Museum, he didn't see all 11,000 rooms, okay? So I took my calculator out.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody takes their calculator out at breakfast, right, and does some mathematical.
Well, yeah, doesn't everybody? Come on.
I mean, I do it. I mean,
yeah.
I brush my teeth in the shower. I mean, I'm trying to get everything done succinctly, you know? Well, I'm sitting at the breakfast table, okay, and I get out the iPhone, you get the calculator app out, you know, and I began my Burgess magic. And so I figured it out. I said, simple multiplication, division, and a simple rounding up. So if you spent 1 hour in each room, okay, so that's 60 minutes in 11,000 rooms, that would take you 458.3 hours of your time, actually days, and this is straight 450 days. No calling in sick. You know, there's no days off in the Vatican. There's no beer time. You know, I got to go to the bar. I just can't handle all these frescoes anymore.
I mean, you just got to keep going and going and going.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot. That's 460 days of your life.
That's like a full time job.
It is. It is. It'd be kind of a cool job, though.
I mean, as jobs go, yeah.
You could learn a lot that way. I mean, you could see a lot of interesting stuff. But, you know, in other news, this was a really, really rough news week, okay? It was really rough because I looked hours and hours and hours for this information that would be really funny and interesting news. And the best guy I could find is that singer, you know, that guy Psy that did that, you know, Gangnam Style?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he has a drinking problem now.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he's come out in the news saying that he drinks when he's happy, he drinks when he's sad, he drinks when it rains, he drinks when it's sunny. Some actress I've never heard of trashed a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people are making fun of Russell Crowe, you know, for his belief in UFOs. I mean, lay off the guy. I mean, come on, you know. I don't know. There's political rhetoric that seems to be encapsulating people in the feeling of complete defunct.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of usual. The Lindsay Lohan stuff, that's still around.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And the baby bumps in Hollywood. I mean, is everybody having a baby in Hollywood right now?
Well, it's like, you know, that and between that and Kate Middleton. Okay.
Right.
Which, by the way, congratulations to, you know, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, congratulations.
Healthy baby boy, you know, so.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it was funny. Somebody said something about the baby and I was like, what baby? And they're like, where have you been? I don't know. I wasn't under a rock anywhere. I was trying to live my life. You know, Johnny Depp shaved. You know, he looks like he's maybe 20-something or 30-something. I don't really know.
So it's no longer the Captain Jack Black look?
Jack Sparrow.
Or Sparrow. Yeah,
Jack Captain Black. Jack
Where'd
Sparrow.
I,
I like that look with the eyes and all and the tattoos of the eyes.
Oh, you like eyeliner on men, huh?
Okay, I'm not going to comment. Heidi Klum was photographed nude by someone. I don't know, and apparently more lies are coming out of the White House.
Now, there's a rough job.
I know. I mean, I don't know, and then some guy pooped his pants and got arrested for it. You know, and then, so I finally came across something that I thought was really funny. It was in that Thrillist.com. It's a pretty cool site. They always have some really neat, dashing information. Okay, so whenever a variety of food stuff gather in the same place, like a variety pack or a snack pack or a bag of candy or anything like that, you know, it's funny. There's always something that's ignored. There's always something that's passed over. That one thing that people just don't like to eat. It's called, like, the rejects. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the first one is, you know, like runts. You know, like the candy runts?
Yes, yes, I heard of them.
Okay, the banana runts. You know, they're apparently, like, kicked to the curb, you know? The black licorice
what?
Jelly beans. I don't know about that, but, I mean, black licorice. Yeah, some people right here in the studio are saying that they don't like black licorice jelly beans. What about the Chex Mix pretzels?
Oh, now, those I'll miss.
Yeah, but I mean, really, honestly, though, you have to admit, when you have Chex Mix out there, the last things that are there are the pretzels.
Well, yeah, but I guess I'm weird. I always liked pretzels.
Okay, well, then you're one of those people that's good to have around.
I was going
to
say,
you know.
But I guess that's why they're going out or discontinuing, because maybe it's just me and maybe one other guy, you know, in California or something like that.
We'll have that guy call up. You can call up at 888-787-5543, and y'all could be long-lost Chex Mix pretzel brothers, and we can talk about that, okay? Because it could be some sort of, you know, connection. You know, the fourth one is the cornflakes in the Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the little boxes, you know, the, well, just regular cornflakes.
You know why? Because whenever you're in a place to eat one of those, then there's no sugar to put on it. Because, I mean, you can't eat cornflakes just dry, okay? You got to have sugar.
Oh, my gosh. You can't eat them just dry.
No. I mean, this is America.
I'm
you can't
take
eat cornflakes without
now
sugar.
I'm going to take away sugar now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. What, you know, did you go communist on us all of a sudden?
No. Come on. Let's not call the red out here. What's going on? You know, another one is raisins and trail mix. The raisins and trail mix. And I agree because, like, even the M&Ms, like the little chocolate M&Ms that are in there, they're usually like the fake M&Ms, but they kind of look like them.
Sure.
Those are awesome. But the raisins are really the last to go. And last but not least, in Jolly Ranchers, the apple ones are the last to go because people say they kind of taste like a floor cleaner.
I was going to say, it's just too tangy.
Is it tangy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's tart. Yeah, I mean, you know, you get one of these faces.
Okay, so if you were able to see Bill's face right now, it was all scrunched up kind of, and it looked like he had just been sucking on a lemon.
Yeah, those of you who are online at iHeartRadio, you know, you just saw that.
Yeah, exactly. You just saw this. Very nice. So, okay, lastly but least, and with all our due concern and prayers, we God bless you, Kid Craddock. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you, not only in the industry, but as such a great person, and you will be missed and thought of often. So tonight in the studio, we have Allison Catalani and Michael Ledoux joining us in the studio this evening. I realized from reading tweets and emails and instant messages that you listeners do believe that you have a purpose. You're trying to look for it, or you found it, and you've used some of these tactics that I've talked about, but you too are struggling with some roadblocks to your success, and it's been throwing you off in a daily basis. So tonight's show is directly for you. For anyone that's recently stumbled upon their purpose, or for those who have been working on their purpose diligently for years now, roadblocks and barriers are commonplace and can get us off target, and sometimes make us wonder if we're going in the right direction. You know, basically, it can make us second guess ourselves and this mission that we have on this earth. So we have a great show tonight for you. When we return to Perspectives, we'll be getting the perspective of two avid listeners, but not about the show, about their life, about their purpose, and the roadblocks that they've experienced dealing with their purpose in life and trying to make it happen. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF. Keep it on iHeartRadio. And you know, we'll be back in two shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.